Hi, I'm Jerry Usher with Debbie Giorgiani and you, and it's Take Two on a Friday. And if you're watching the stream, video stream on Facebook or YouTube, you saw me lip syncing to the opening theme of the show. It's something that I have going through in my mind at least several hours a day, Debbie, after the program. I don't know about you.
What do you like? What was that band that was busted for lip syncing? Milli Vanilli or something?
I don't remember.
I think it was Milli. Michael would know it because Michael knows everything. He's like a walking encyclopedia. I think it was. They were busted years ago for lip syncing. Did you know that? That's what started that whole lip syncing thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no lip syncing required or necessary here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, but this is a brand new topic for the program. I mean, we've done similar topics, but this is one that we are hoping to include monthly in the show calendar, if it is something that you take it and run with it. And Debbie, we're going to be talking about all about relationships today.
We are. We're debuting this monthly show at your request because you asked us to tackle relationships, all relationships. It's all about relationships. That's what we're calling it. It's once a month. It falls somewhere towards the end of each month now because we just started it this month. And yes, see, Michael said it was Milli Vanilli. See, I'm Michael's so smart. You know, he's not only a producer, but he's just a brilliant mind, too. So, yes, it's all about relationships. So if you are currently in some kind of relationship, a work relationship, a marital, you know, your spouse, you want to talk about your spouse, you want to talk about your kids, your grandkids, you want to talk about your neighbors, how about people you just encounter, you know, randomly, you know, strangers, you know, with the pandemic, what that kind of relationship looks like. If you want to talk about the relationship you have with your unconditional pet, like your dog or cat, we understand that. It's all about relationships today. So here's how you do it. Excuse me, I'm a little bit with allergies today. What you want to do is call this number. Okay, here's the number, 1-833-288-3986. That's 833-288-EWTN. That's how you can remember it. You're going to speak to Ryan. He is so wonderful to talk to. You talk to Ryan for a little bit. Ryan will say, okay, that's great. It fits the relationship category. And then Ryan will put you on hold. You get to listen live. Okay, so you listen. And then we'll just call you up on air, you know, at the perfect time. And you just come right into the conversation and talking about the relationship that you want to focus on. Now, if you want to send us a comment, you can text us. You text the letters EWTN to 55000. And if you want to send us a comment by YouTube or Facebook, do that as well. We're waving to you. Hello, it's Friday. Don't get started with your weekend yet. Okay. Or you can email us, take2@EWTN.com. Now, here's the cool thing. Jeff Burson picks up all those comments and then he sends them to us. So this is going to be a fun show and we can learn a lot about relationships, Jerry.
Absolutely. I'm feeling the same way about that. And Debbie and I, of course, as we often say, we are not trained counselors or therapists, but what we do on this program is we have a conversation and really you lead and inspire and edify with your takes of whatever is going on in your life, in this case, relationships. They don't have to be bad. You could call up and say, hey, I've developed this great new relationship with my brother or my sister. You know, growing up, we weren't that close, but now we are. Or maybe, you know, it could be your marital situation. Maybe you just want some advice, talk a little bit about how you can solidify that, especially by bringing Jesus more deeply into the relationship. As Debbie said, it could be somebody at work. It might be your boss. You know, maybe you have this certain relationship with your boss. He or she rubs you the wrong way. So that's kind of the table we've set there for you here today. So do call 833-288-3986.
It's all about relationships. If you want to highlight a relationship, you want to talk about it, you want to, you know, ask questions, how the church views, you know, how we enter into interactions with others, all sorts of things. We're here to help. We're here to walk with you. But you have to call in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We have a lot of folks that are not Catholic that listen, and you're part of the Take Two family, whether you know it or not. You're part of the Take Two family. So step up and ask your question or share your comment at 833-288-3986. But don't wait till the end of the show because we don't want to cut your story off or say that we ran out of time. And by the way, if you do hear me a little like I guess I, for a nice way of saying it, I'm high energy right now, but really you probably are saying, boy, Debbie's really hyper right now. It's because we're on the last day, final hours of Cleveland AM 1260, The Rock Catholic Fall Spirit Drive at the radio station. And it's just, you know, Jerry, on the last day, it's just... it's a workout. You're just going at high speed, and we want so many people to participate. So if you're listening in the Cleveland area or beyond because of the mobile app, please contribute generously. If your local listening area comes to you, please pick up the phone and make a pledge, or go online to your local listening area, make a pledge. And please don't forget EWTN. This is pledge drive season. We need the necessary funds to keep functioning. It's the responsible thing to do because we're listener supported. So remember your local Catholic radio station.
And EWTN.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're talking about relationships today, and that basically excludes no one from the conversation because, well, unless you're listening to the program in your hermitage somewhere all by yourself, you are surrounded by people. You have a family. You go to work. You go to out into the secular world. You know, the marketplace, the grocery store. Now you've got your children. A lot of parents, unfortunately, have strained relationships with a son or a daughter. And as we know, Debbie, siblings can have strained relationships because of all kinds of things, especially maybe when a parent dies or they're over the estate or something like that. Or you want to talk about a good relationship, you know? Tell us how you cultivate or have cultivated a good, solid, Christ-like relationship in your life. You'll be teaching others who maybe are thinking, Debbie, to themselves, I don't know how to enter into friendships, relationships.
That's right.
I can't seem to make one work. What am I doing wrong? Maybe it's not anything wrong. Maybe you're just missing an element or two. So a lot of things, a lot of directions we can go with this topic today.
That's true. And you know, Jerry, you talked about strained relationships, and that is true. But then there's also folks that are estranged from their loved ones. And that's really tough when it's been broken, that bond has been broken and severed. That's a tough one. And we're coming up on Thanksgiving. Are you looking forward to getting together with all of your family and friends during the holidays? We can talk about that as well. 833-288-3986. Join us on this monthly debut of All About Relationships. Today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
So happy that you joined us today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Along with Debbie Giorgiani, I am Jerry Usher. Michael Birchfield is our producer today. Ryan Penny screening your calls. And if you make a comment on any of our social media outlets where the video stream is airing there, you can post your comments there. And Jeff Burson, our social media manager, will get those over to us as quickly as he can. And I also want to let you know, before we go to the calls, you can rely on Catholic News Agency, CNA, for news, blogs, opinions, and more. For the latest Catholic news, visit CatholicNewsAgency.com. It's an online service from the great folks at EWTN.
Okay, we have room for you on one of our phone lines, so please call in, like we always say every Friday. Come on, you guys, don't get started with your weekend yet. We need your help. We've gotten so used to full phone lines. Could you keep that up, please? We really enjoy that. It's a nice way to go into the weekend. At 833-288-3986. If you're listening, jump on a line. You'll talk to Ryan. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. Everybody that talks to Ryan, they always send us a message going, that young man is so sweet. We know. We hear it all the time. I always tell him he should have been the son that I should have had. Okay, just kidding. I like my kids. All right. But here's the number, 833-288-3986. Talk about any relationship you would like to. We are here to converse with you. Let's go to Eric in Pleasanton, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. First time caller. I was going to give you the pledge drive bell, Eric, but you know what? I'm going to give it to you anyway. There it is. Hi, Eric.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Eric. How about you?
I'm okay. I am just calling because I have something that I've been struggling with spiritually, emotionally, and everything. My relationship, I was in a relationship, or I am in a relationship of 24 years. last year what I received for Christmas was catching my wife coming out of her boyfriend's house after having an affair on me after 24 years. I've been going through about 6 months prior to that, I had a stroke, an ischemic stroke that left me paralyzed, and I rehabilitated myself, and I got back to work. And like I said, right now, because spiritually we were married through the church, I still love this woman very much, but all of the details about this affair that she told me, she was very graphic about it. Sorry, and that she didn't mean to do it, but she continued to see this man until from December until March. She told me he didn't mean anything. He didn't mean anything to her, but she never stopped seeing him until March. And I said, what Christmas was that? She left me, she left our kids at the house to go and have a relation with him for Christmas Day. That was his Christmas present. And I just don't know, because as I said, I'm married through the church. I just don't know what to do. I mean, there is forgiveness in my heart. I have forgiven her, but I don't know where I stand as far as spiritually it goes with God on divorcing her, because the hurt that she put there is going to take years to mend, and I know I can never trust her again. She said she met this guy December 1st. She was still living at home. She stopped answering my calls when I would call her because she was with him. She didn't buy our kids a whole lot of anything for Christmas. He was her main focus. And I don't know that I can ever really get over that. And I mm-hmm. need to see what others think about this, because right now I am seriously, I can't do this. I can't do this anymore.
Okay.
I mean, it's just one of those situations.
Right, right. Okay, so Eric, just because we have to get some details, only because it will help share some of the things that we can offer you that you can begin working on today. Okay, so was this a couple quick questions? Was this just this last Christmas?
Christmas, yes.
Okay. Last and how many children, and can you, are they all, how many children, and give me roughly their ages?
I have three children, 22, 17, and 12.
Okay. So you have two still in the house, or is just one in the house?
Yeah. No, two still in the house.
Okay. Are they boys or girls?
Two girls and one boy. I'm sorry. I told them I was at lunch. Can I have you hang on a second?
Sure. Well, I can talk to Jay.
No,
absolutely.
Never mind.
No. You go right ahead. Eric, go right ahead. Okay, you take care of your job. Go ahead, Eric. Real quickly, I just want to say, I would just want to get some clarifying questions. I mean, get some clarifications on some of the details, Jerry, because, you know, folks, if you're listening right now and you hear Eric's story and you could maybe impart some practical steps to move past the hurt and to start to heal and forgive, call in now. This is what we do at Take Two. Call in right now. Okay. And I'm sure Eric will continue to listen after we're done speaking with him. So call in now and share how maybe you have been able to get past the deep betrayal and the hurt that comes when a spouse, strays from the marriage. 833-288-3986. Or you can talk about any other relationship. We're happy to talk with you. But let's go back to Eric. Are you clear, Eric? Your job is good?
Kinda. I'm going back now, but yeah. And what made it even more hurtful is that she said it didn't mean a lot to her She met him in the beginning of December, and she said, but we didn't have sexual relations until 1 week into it. So after 24 years, this was the payback I got. I got to catch her Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And the thing was about it is the man that she had the affair with, he was just in it for the sex, honestly, because I said, look, that's my wife. He said, oh, no, this is over now. Mm-hmm. Now that you found out, it's over. I don't want her anymore. But mm-hmm. she continued to go see him.
Right, right. Was he married to Eric?
No. She's 41, and he was 27 at the time.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. But, Eric, hold on one second. Let me just share something, because I know that you have to get back to work. But real quickly, first of all, you can hear it in your voice, okay? This is very raw in you. You're very hurt. I totally can understand the level of the pain. I was married for 20 years. 20 years, Eric, sounds similar, when my husband walked away from the marriage to be with somebody much younger. Okay? So I can totally relate to the pain you're feeling. Okay? But I want to share something. If she is extremely sorry for what she has done, if she realizes she made a huge mistake, if she's willing to do the hard work to heal the marriage, if you are willing to put in the time to let yourself be healed, it's worth it, Eric, because you have three beautiful children together.
Well, I have put in the work, but that's the problem. She doesn't want to change. She changed a little bit, but does not show change. I do not feel the change. I know she's sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel.
Okay. But Eric, here's the thing. If you said you know she's sorry, then what I would suggest is you get a team around you of experts, okay? You get some really sound counselors. You get some spiritual direction from some priests and get help to heal this, Eric.
The boss is here.
Okay. You go ahead. Eric's at work, so he can't. But do you see where I'm going with this, Jerry? It's very important. You know, there's a sacramental marriage here. There's children. This is a family. You know, I know Eric is hurt. I know. I was there. And it's so painful. You can't describe it. You just want to run and say, I'm done. This was so hurtful. But Jerry, Eric's called. There's a reason he called. I think the Holy Spirit brought him here to this table to talk about this. And I think there's hope and healing if people are willing to do the hard work.
Yeah, Eric, we understand you having to go back to work, and thank you for taking a few minutes out to call the program. By the way, you can listen to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It's the archives of the podcasts are uploaded shortly after each episode of the program at take2show.com, take2show.com. I was going to echo what you said, Debbie, about putting in the effort to renew the marriage. He said that she apparently does not want to do that. He was talking about, you know, where does this leave him spiritually with regard to his relationship to the church, which is so very, very important. And Eric, you are still a beloved son of God, a beloved son of the church. None of that has changed because of this. I would certainly recommend, in addition to what Debbie said about getting some professional, very Catholic counseling on this, talk to your parish priest, which maybe you've done already. You've been through a lot, brother. You've been through a lot. You found your wife cheating on you. You had the stroke. It's never wrong to try to take care of oneself either, Eric. And maybe you just need to just take a deep breath, not forget about everything, but just take a deep breath, take a step back, and just say, Lord, I need your help. I need you to wash over me with your grace, with your mercy, with your healing, with your wisdom. Ask God for the wisdom to know each step to take going forward. And please know, Eric, that all of the Take Two family around the world will be praying for you starting immediately and going forward, okay?
I agree. And here's the other thing too, Jerry. There are a lot of couples, a lot of sacramentally married couples in the church that have gotten past affairs and all sorts of things, betrayals, addictions, all sorts of things, abuse, even, with a lot of time, a lot of patience, a lot of rebuilding of trust, a lot of outside support from the church and from professionals. Okay, it can be done and the blessings are there. And people have said 10 years, 20 years down the road, we are so glad we put the hard work of healing into place because we learned, we grew, we both became, more holy, right, Jerry? There's so many blessings and graces that come from doing it. And now maybe it may not work. Okay. We can't look in a crystal ball and say, okay, this is going to work for each person because everybody has their free will. Okay. You can't force people to stay in a relationship, but you know, it's a marriage, a sacramental marriage, and there's children. And believe me, it's not better on the other side of walking away. It's you deal with a lot of problems for the rest of your life afterwards. That's just mm-hmm. my take on it. And there you go.
And text messages are coming in. Eric, one of our dear listeners, Tricia, said, Eric is tucked into my daily rosary. So there's just one of many people who are praying for you, Eric. Please be assured of that. And feel free to call the program at some point down the road, and God willing, you'll have some good news to share with us. That's what we're going to pray for. The number is 833-288-3986. You can bring up and discuss any particular relationship that you have in your life, and we are going to be happy to talk with you. We can't give advice in terms of counseling or therapy, but hey, we're in relationships too. All of us are. So we've mm-hmm. all been down the same road in many instances. And that includes Ray in Tempe, Arizona, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Ray. Thanks for calling Take Two.
Hi, Ray.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Good.
Go right ahead. How would you like me to start?
Heard Eric, but... so go right ahead if you have something to share for Eric because he's probably listening.
Yes, I had the exact same situation, exact amount of time, coming up on my 25th wedding anniversary. And I didn't actually find out till maybe 3 years ago that there was an actual affair, physical, sexual affair going on. It's been a lot of turmoil during that time, but through a lot of prayer and a lot of soul searching, one of the biggest things he has to do for himself is find out what he did to contribute this and own it, because it's a two-way street, and it takes two to tango, so to speak. And once you own your own what you contributed to this downfall in your marriage, then you can work on that to build up. There is a guy out there called Kevin Jackson online. He's the only man out there who helps men with this situation. Because everything out there that is pretty much geared for women when their husbands have affairs. There's not really much out there for when men go through when their wives have affairs. And it's called Surviving Her Affair or Surviving Her Affair. And that will help him a great deal because once he builds back the confidence in himself, then he can move forward and with God. And my wife and I are still together. We've worked on it. We're very active in the church. We still, there's a lot of turmoil, but it's still painful, but we're getting through it, and wow. He can too.
Well, and if Ray can stay with us through the break, Jerry, because sure. I want to ask some questions, but you were going to go first.
I was going to say the same thing, Ray. We have a little about a two-minute pause coming up here. If you would be so kind as to wait there, I know that Debbie has a couple things she wanted to run by you, and we'll be happy to continue our conversation with Ray in Tempe, Arizona. And we've also got Mark and Nicholas and others on the line as we talk about relationships. What, you know, talking good or bad, you know, if you got maybe you've got a great relationship or a restored relationship, or maybe like Ray, there was marital problems and now those have been worked through to a large degree. 833-288-3986.
It's all about relationships today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And we're speaking with Ray in Tempe, Arizona, who's listening on Sirius XM 130. And he is sharing his story, which closely mirrors Eric's story that's unfolding right now. And we really hope, Eric, that you can go back and listen to the entire broadcast. We know you're at work and you have to have, you know, fulfill your duties at work. And we don't want to jeopardize your job in any way for you to call in to Take Two. But I think these calls can really help you. Plus, I just wanted to share too, we're talking about having a support system around you in addition to getting spiritual direction at your parish level. Please consider visiting us at standtalltoday.com. We have a team of coaches willing to walk with you in your marriage situation, in any type of relationship, and for yourself. That's what coaching, Catholic life coaching, is all about. And you don't have to be Catholic to be part of Stand Tall Today. We have faith-based coaches as well that aren't Catholic specific, but Catholic friendly. So it's wonderful. So there's something there for everyone. StandTallToday.com. And we're talking to Ray. Ray, I had to ask you this, and that's why Jerry asked if you could stay on a little longer. Eric's probably going to go back and listen to your story, and he's going to say, yeah, that's great. That's great for Ray and his wife. I'm super happy. You know, they got over all this and stuff. Could you hear it in his voice, Ray? He's so hurt. And you heard our comments, what we said to him. And tell us if you feel that what we shared with him was good, sound advice. And also, Ray, comment about this. Is it okay for Eric just to take some time to process this? I know it's been almost a year, but you can hear it's right at the surface, it's so tough for him to even think past of what it could look like in to be healed. What are you laughing about?
Absolutely. I've felt everything he's feeling right now. And it is there. It's real. It hurts. And there's nothing that lets the air out of your tires quicker than knowing that your wife is with somebody, has been with somebody else. I did a lot of soul searching myself. When I found this Kevin Jackson of Surviving Her Affair, it helped me find out who I was and how I can build the confidence back into myself and approach the situation from an intellectual level and find out, you know, women do go through these things more often than we'd like to think, and what do we do to contribute to it? And once you own that, and you begin to build the confidence in yourself, as opposed to sit there and cry. I mean, I did a lot of crying myself for years and years, but I probably did a lot of the wrong things too. You know, I even went to confront the guy. I was going to literally kill him at his place of work, and you know, but when he started crying and I had to leave him alone, so I, you know, but you know, things like that happened, and I probably did all the wrong things until I found this Kevin Jackson guy, but I found out that I was a details guy. I needed to know all the details, and it sounds to me like he's getting a lot of the details. He's probably not a details guy. He's probably a guy that just wants to put it away, get rid of it, and move on with his life, which is another type of person that handles these kind of things. For me, I was a details guy. I had to know everything, and I probably did way too much to find out everything. I found out I am a pretty good detective after this, he can get past this. The hurt really doesn't go away. It lessens, and it becomes less significant in your life, especially if you want to continue through the church, be a good Catholic, stay married, stay strong, stay fighting for the family, and do right by God. And that's pretty much the basis of it, the crux of it all. I know my wife is sorry for this, and you know, I've forgiven her for doing this because most of it was because I realized what I did to contribute this. I was not the very nicest guy. I was, you know, I wasn't doing everything I should be doing to compliment her, hold her hands, tell her how nice, you know, I did I caused a lot of this damage myself. And once you own that, then you can move forward. It's not always just about, you know, what she did, what you did. That's just the end result of what got you to this point.
Wow, Ray, you've learned a lot through this. You talk about wisdom that you just shared with us. Yeah.
I'm still learning.
I'll bet you are. I think, Debbie, you said earlier in the program that sometimes we go through things like this and we come out better for having gone through them. And it's not to say that we want to ask for things like this, but we learn so much about ourselves, like you did, Ray, and so much about our spouses or whoever it is that we're in relationship with. And I love the fact that you bring this right back around to God and to Christ. And I'm going to hope and pray for Eric for the same thing, for a real softening of his heart and a softening of his beloved wife's heart, so that they can come together, they can look each other in the eye again and say, you know, honey, I'm sorry. Honey, I'm sorry too. I want to make this work. I want this to continue. Let's really, you know, hit the pavement running here and just do whatever we have to do to make this marriage work out. And Debbie, I know people around the world are praying for that, and it's so great of Ray to call in and share what he did.
Oh, I completely echo what Jerry says. Ray, thank you so much for sharing from your heart, and thank you for the work that you're doing now. You said you're active in the parish, and that's so important, and that shares a lot. That tells a lot about who you and your wife are, that you want others to grow in holiness as well. I just want to say real quickly, may I just say this? Folks are texting in, okay, all different resources and places to go. There's RetroVi. Remember RetroVi. If your marriage is not at that point, Marriage Encounter would be great to really deepen the marriage. RetroVi is right before, you know, you're on the brink of divorce. So RetroVi would be great. There's Greg and Julie Alexander House, fabulous ministry work they're doing, CatholicCounselors.com, our ministry work and coaching, StandTallToday.com. See what I'm trying to tell you, folks? There's help out there. Okay, you don't have to necessarily just bail and run from it because the pain is so great. You can enter in and learn and grow and heal the marriage and the family. Let's not forget, you know, who Jerry, you say it all the time, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. He says all the time, when parents divorce, it's like they have laid down the cross and then the kids pick it up. And that is so true. I'm watching it with my family, okay? And that's the really tragic part. And I believe that's why God hates divorce, because there's all these casualties that didn't have to be responsible for the breakdown of the marriage. So we do have to step up and do and protect our marriages and try the best we possibly can to heal our marriages. That's what we know as Catholics, right, Ray?
Yes, exactly. I just wanted to say, Kevin Jackson, Surviving Her Affair, helped me a lot. And my wife and I are in love again. We found a newfound love because of all this turmoil we went through. It was hard. It knocked us down. But we got up, and it teaches you, and we got back, and we're doing great because of it. And, you know, the hurt will never, ever really go away, but you will be able to control it.
Well, beautiful, Ray. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll let you go on that note. We have a number of other callers here, but you have really made this show exactly what we hope every show is on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and that is just all of us having a conversation, trying to make each other better, trying to grow closer to God, and you have really contributed to that today, Ray, so thank you very much.
And yeah, Jerry, may I just say something? We're getting a lot of text messages coming in, so we need to address this. Otherwise, we're going to have to address it after the show. Yes, Jerry and I both agree. Cheating is wrong. Going outside of the marriage and having an affair, that is sinful. It's wrong, okay? Everybody needs to understand that. But when it does happen, if it should happen, we're just trying to get people to be able to heal from that and practice forgiveness and to keep the family and the marriage together, because that should be, as Catholic Christians, our goal, right, Jerry?
Well, absolutely, especially in today's culture, which so devalues the family and long-term relationships between one man and one woman and the raising of children and holding families intact. and surrounding one another with love. So, yeah, I agree. And I agree completely with you and whoever it is who's texting in that, yeah, it's a very serious sin to go outside of a marriage on the other partner. So certainly don't want to leave that unsaid. I was hoping that was just assumed as part of this conversation.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, some people are listening for the first time and they're not sure, you know, how we feel. We are authentically Catholic here on Take Two. That's why we always cite the Catechism of the Catholic Church. We cite the Bible. We cite church teaching. Okay, why do we do that? Because we're authentically Catholic. And hopefully that is conveyed when we have these great discussions here on Take Two. Let's go to Millie. And Millie's in... You got to help me out, Millie. I've never heard of your city. It's in Texas. First time caller. Tell us your city, Millie.
Pearsall.
Pearsall. I love it. What's the next closest big city in Texas?
San Antonio.
Oh, San Antonio. Oh, okay. Oh, I love San Antonio. Mm. Yeah, you have
a
great
very small town.
You have a great estate. I love the state of Texas. You guys are awesome.
Well, our marriage was nothing but shambles for 20 years, and I was at my wit's end. I didn't know what to do, and 5 years ago, we went to Retrovive, and it was like, okay, I know I'm going to get a divorce after this because I just cannot stand him. I hated him, and we had filed for divorce, and, I mean, yeah, I had filed for divorce like 6 months prior, and it's like, okay, what do we got to lose? So we went. It's been the best thing that we can do. And listening to all the couples there that were, not the couples, but the instructors that were talking, I don't know what you call them, their marriage was so bad. There was pornography. There was abuse. There was cheating. And they all started with Retrovive, and they're so much ahead now. They said it was so much work, but they're all so happy. And they said, you know, you can just tell the way they speak. They just move you because it's like, well, I thought I was the only one going through this. So Retrovive is a lot of work. You go there, but it really gets you like cleaning out the garbage in your life. And it has helped so many marriages. Their rate of surviving the marriage is very high. But it's a lot of work, but it's a lot. I'm so happy we did it.
Wow, we can hear that in your voice, Millie. Yeah, go ahead, finish up.
Go to Retrovive. It's a lot of the couples were there were had already left or on the verge of divorce, and we canceled our divorce and we started really working at the nitty gritty stuff, and it's been such a healing, and we're in love more than ever too because we just didn't know how to do it, and. It is so worth it. So I recommend, I mean, we had kids, so we just got thrown up against the wall and thought, okay, we got to do this. What else? And it works.
Yeah. The ministry that Millie is talking about is Retrovive, and that is on the take2show.com website. If you just look up at the tabs at the top, it'll say Take Two Resources, and then you can scroll down. And just to make it easy for you, because Retrovive is not always the easiest name to remember, let alone spell, you can go to helpourmarriage.org, helpourmarriage.org. And Millie, tell me, let me ask you something. You said you're more in love now than ever before, and you're so glad that you went, and you know you sound so relieved and joyful. Is part of that the fact that you really came face to face with what you almost lost? I mean, you almost lost your husband and the marriage and would have damaged the kids and would have just been so messy in so many different ways. Is that part of what really makes you be so joyful now as you looked at what you almost lost and held that together?
Well, it's more like I just saw no hope. I just saw no hope. I saw no hope. Even when we left Retrovive, it's like, I can't forgive. The wound is too much. I just can't. I hated him. I didn't even like him. And it's like just to have to do some homework with him, it's like I couldn't stand even looking at him. And it's slowly, but it took a lot of work, slowly started to heal. And I didn't think these wounds could like that guy said, they don't completely heal, but you can sure work with them, and it just brings you closer together. And I mean, I would have been divorced, and I tried going a year before we actually went, but I thought, I can't do it. I can't stand that guy. I can't stand it. I don't even want to drive in the car with him to go there, let alone spend the weekend with him there.
Yeah. I think it's emerging, though, that it does take a lot of work to really practice forgiving and letting go and not being so attached to the pain. So that's definitely happening with all of these calls, and also with folks that are texting and posting in that they're saying the same thing, Millie, so they can attest to what you have gone through and what you experienced with the team of facilitators at RetroVi. But Millie, you know, as you were talking, something just popped into my head, and I haven't even processed it, so I'll just process it real quickly on air and see if you and Jerry think that this could be something for people to think about. You know, there are many people that have gotten severely hurt and abused, and sometimes even sexually abused by their parents, by their siblings, right?
Yes.
And there's also parents that have gotten horribly hurt by their children. Mm-hmm. Their children have, you know, lied to them, stolen, gotten into trouble, ruined the family, done everything, right? But it's interesting. Mm-hmm. So many of these folks that have been victims of these horrible situations, they still find a way to forgive. And why do they do that? Because I watched this program on TV where there are incarcerated parents and their kids. And some of these parents did some really horrible things, like raping and killing people. I mean, really horrible things. And these kids still go and visit their parents every single weekend at the prison. Now, why is that? Why are we able to somehow find forgiveness in our heart for our moms, our dads, our kids, our siblings? But somehow when we're in this marital relationship, that, you know, as especially as a sacrament, the two shall become one, we find it so easy to say, I'm done. I don't ever want to see this person again, right? Isn't it interesting how we...
It's not easy, though, to say that.
It's not easy, right.
It's not easy, no, before you get to that.
Right.
It's not easy. It's horrible. It's torment. It torments you. It just torments you to even start thinking about that. It torments you. And one of the things for me is because... You know, it's hard because it's like we were in a sexual relationship, and once you get sexual with somebody, it's like a bond.
Yeah, it's too intimate. I understand. But
it's intimate.
But Millie, it's possible, right? It's possible to get over it, right? It's possible to get through it or past it, right?
We witnessed it 5 years ago with all the couples, the facilitators, like you said. We witnessed it.
So if it's possible, I'll take that.
We heard their struggles.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is possible. You got to put in the work.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, it's like, you know, my husband was a narcissist and I was like a codependent. So it's like we're naturally going to clash.
Got to put
we
in the work.
Learn from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Millie, that's the nugget in this whole phone call, maybe this whole show today, Millie. You've got to put in the work. It's kind of like our relationship with Jesus. It can get stale and stagnate, and eventually we could just fall away from even going to church or, you know, loving the Lord like we ought to. And a lot of that is,
I experienced all that.
Yeah, and then to get back, you know, into that relationship with God, obviously we go to confession and we're restored, but then we have to put in the work, and that work is prayer, daily prayer. It's receiving the sacraments, going to confession whenever necessary, spending time with one another, telling one another, I love you, doing all of these things. It sounds like you've done all of those, Millie. So thank you so much for your call today and for reminding us again about RetroVi.
I just want to add quickly that it was like I was abusing myself with boards because, like, I was like, I didn't know how to make this pain go away. My son had died when he was 21. I just couldn't handle anything else. So I was like downstairs at 3 o'clock in the morning with a 2x4 just hitting myself, trying to somehow get rid of some of this pain. I could hardly tolerate it anymore. I was suicidal. It was horrible. And I have found healing through RetroVi. I strongly recommend it.
Well, Millie, so sorry about the loss of your son. Are you comfortable giving us his first name? Because we keep a book of people living and deceased that we and the entire Take-Two family around the world pray for every day. If you're comfortable, we would have to happily write his first name in our book.
His name was Simon.
Simon, okay. Okay, yeah, Simon will be in our book, Millie. So will you. You and your husband. Well, this is a great triumph. It's a great victory story. We thank you for calling in and sharing that. I know Eric is still listening right now and hopefully gaining much hope from all that is being said by so many of you who have been through this and have had the strength and the grace from God and our efforts combined can make a difference in these situations.
Absolutely. Did you want to share real quickly the highlight?
I would love to, actually. Well, it's The Journey Home, Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, with Marcus Grody. And this week, Marcus is joined by Dr. Kenneth Parker, who left the Pilgrim Holiness Church and found his way home to the Catholic faith. It's The Journey Home with Marcus Grody every Monday night at 8 p.m. on many of these same EWTN stations.
And we're getting a lot of messages for Eric. People are praying for him, his family, his marriage. They're offering words of comfort and advice. Eric, you're so more than welcome to email us at take2@EWTN.com, and we will walk with you. We don't want you to be in this kind of pain. You know, you survived a stroke, and you got a lot to live for, and you're the father of three beautiful children, and we want the best for you, Eric. So we'll be here for you, and I know you're going to continue to listen, but we may not have enough time to get to you to hear your final comments because Lori has been waiting in Brick, New Jersey, Sirius XM 130, first time caller. Lori, go ahead. Take it away.
I feel kind of silly saying this, but my relationship with, I said Pope Francis to Ryan, mm-hmm. because I see him as a spiritual father and leader. He's the Pope. And I feel very confused by the things that he says, especially the lack of clarity that he offers. I'm specifically referring to, you know, what happened in the last couple of days with him, I guess, being open to civil unions as part of, like, so that couples can have protection by the law and health insurance. And I understand that. I feel sympathy and compassion. But I'm just confused. Aren't we a biblical church?
Right. Well, Lori, your confusion is shared by a lot of people. And yes, Pope Francis, for all of his good things that he does say certain things that are not maybe as precise as they should be stated. You know, you look back at Pope Benedict XVI, Pope John Paul II, and their writings really never, ever left any room for confusion or doubt about what they were saying. And Pope Francis, unfortunately, does do that quite often. Just kind of tongue-in-cheek, I used to say Pope Francis is job security for those of us in Catholic media, because people want to get the clarification on some of the things he says and does. But you are very, very right, and we need to pray for the Pope. Pray for our Pope. Pray for our bishops. Pray for our priests. They are all from the same pool of humanity, and they're all born with original sin, and they all go through life being formed in whichever direction or another. And the Holy Spirit is the one who picks a Pope, for example, and so he is our Pope. We should try to, you know, certainly get clarity on many of these things, especially what he said about civil unions, but also pray for him, you know, each and every day. Debbie?
Well, and I just want to say, Lori, you know, don't let that in any way shake your, and I know it's not, but don't let it in any way shake your faith in anything. You know, when it comes to faith and morals, our faith is set, you know, 2,000 plus years. Okay. That's not going to change. You don't want to let a person's opinion, you know, even if it's a Pope or a bishop or priest or me or Jerry or anybody else or a theologian, that It's people's opinions, and sometimes they come across as, okay, now this is, I'm going to be changing church teaching. That doesn't happen. He wasn't speaking in this documentary or wherever else he talks on the plane, or when they put a microphone in front of him and he says something off the cuff. You know, that's not in changing anything that we believe as Catholic Christians. That's not in faith and morals. This is the Pope's opinion. Now let's look at, he is a man. He was raised in Argentina. Okay. He wasn't raised here in America. Sometimes things change, you know, the way we speak about things. I know, I've heard it, I've read it, that he is very much about the heart. He comes from the heart. So he doesn't really kind of sometimes think things out before he says them, all sorts of things. But I just don't want to let that rock your solid faith at all, or anybody else's, in our wonderful, amazing 2,000 plus year church. So, Lori, I hope that helps. Sherry, we're not going to get to you. Eric, please email us and the others. This was a great show, the debut of All About Relationships, Jerry.
That is right. And coming up on Monday, we have, let me see here. Oh, how has the pandemic given you some unique opportunities to evangelize? That is our topic on Monday. Between now and then, our heartfelt prayer from all of the show team and Debbie and I is have a beautiful and blessed weekend. See you real soon.